And joining us right now, as he does, well, we catch up with him when he's available, our state representative from the 106th District, Peter Battaglia. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. And I know we like to pick on the weatherman, but we're going to have to give him a little slack for the last 6 weeks. He's done a good job.
He really has. And weather not too bad other than being windy. The weather's been pretty darn good as we head into October, for sure.
It has. It really has been. You know, dealing with some of our agricultural friends, they've had a great time harvesting their crops, and the dry weather is good for them. So it's been good.
Boy, for sure. Well, let's start off. We were talking before we went on about an email I saw about you being honored. Was it yesterday?
It was. It was really a shock, actually. You know, I looked at my schedule, and I called my scheduler, and I said, well, what does this mean that MDOT is coming up to give me my sign? And I thought, you know, there's a lot of things you can give a politician, you know, and there's certainly signs that indicate things. But last year, actually, it started after now Congressman Molinar and I worked together on renaming some of Michigan's roads and trying to theme it under the Pure Michigan theme. And I passed the bill, and it changes the heritage routes and some others to be called Pure Michigan Byways. Uh-huh. So the signs will start going up. There will be a first sign dedication in St. Ignace mid-October. But they brought me the first sign, and they presented it to me in my office, and it was really nice. And I actually asked Director Steidel, the director of MDOT, I says, can you sign the back of it and that this sign was not stolen, it was given, because I don't want to be 10 years from now somebody wondering why I have it. But it's really a beautiful sign, the way that they did it. It looks like you're driving into the lake. It's really awesome.
Very nice. Well, let's stay on that same thing with roads, because that's why we haven't talked to you in a while. You've been all over the place, you know, just talking to different groups and organizations about, you know, this road funding thing that's out there.
It is. And I'm on my way to Mansalona right now to meet with two different groups of folks and explain where we are, where we're going, and obviously what we're hoping for. And you know, as we spoke before we went on air, it seems like driving and the cost of driving is kind of emotional to people. And when I break it down, a nickel gas tax increase is about $280 million a year. And, you know, that's about 64 cents a week to the average driver. Mm-hmm. Now, I know people are going to be listening and say, you know, Battaglia, we pay too much for gas already. But unfortunately, no matter what we pay for gas, Michigan only gets 19 cents per gallon. The price doesn't fluctuate when it comes to Michigan. And, you know, we want to drive out of our driveway onto safe roads and safe bridges, and there's a cost to that. Yeah. And as we mentioned, the cell phone users like we are, we pay a lot more for a cell phone than we do to drive on safe roads.
Right. Yeah, you are correct there. And yeah, I think a lot of people would be surprised if they heard about just 19 cents. So that that extra nickel, not too bad, but I know you're going to hear about it because, yeah, there's always people counting every penny.
They are. Yeah. And, you know, when you break it down, though, the average driver at the pump pays $128 a year in road tax. Break that down to $10.50 a month. You break it down per week, it's just over $2.50 per week. And again, we want to drive on safe roads and bridges anywhere in this country.
Yes.
So that's my challenge, and I'm driving around northern Michigan, and I'm enjoying it, by the way. It's nice. People are nice, and the weather has been awesome. So,
boy, that's for sure. Well, one of the other issues, we had it in the news earlier about sentencing guidelines. Now, this is another one of those kind of touchy-iffy subjects, isn't it?
It is, and the sentencing guidelines have been established in Michigan a long time ago, so a judge will look at any individual case, and he or she has really a book of what that charge's sentencing length is. So there's a minimum and a maximum. You'll hear, you know, so-and-so is convicted and sent to prison for 3 to 9 years. Well, the minimum is 3, the maximum is 9. And prison population is always on the increase here in Michigan. We're up to about 48,000 inmates right now. And some of them are really, they've committed crimes and they need to be punished. But some of them truly are, they're in wheelchairs and oxygen masks and they're not a harm to society. So there's a formula that we voted on. I actually voted no on one of them and yes on three of them, to help reduce prison population for crimes that are not danger to society. Okay. And that's what we've done. They still have to go through all the hoops, meaning they have to be a model prisoner, they have to show remorse, they have to show that they could support themselves when they're let out. It gives the parole boards a little bit more flexibility. So anything we could do to get a prison population down, sure. It's about $38,000 per prisoner per year. It's a lot of money, and we could direct that money to education.
Boy, for sure. That would decrease that population even more. Exactly.
Exactly. And now we don't want to let bad people out, though.
Right.
So we're trying to be cautious there.
All right. Very good. And finally, it's the month of October. That's one of the greatest months of the year for outdoorsmen, isn't it?
I'll tell you, nothing but smiles when October rolls around. And hopefully tomorrow I'll have an opportunity myself. You know, bow season started,
yes.
And it's a great time of year. I don't know why, though, but every time it starts, it's so windy.
Yes.
That wind will settle down, and if you're a bow hunter, you know what I'm saying. So that'll settle down. Duck season's right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Upland game is out. So many things to do out in the great north right now. You can't even do it all. So
right. Get
out, enjoy the year-end fishing, which is nice right now, and then all of the things that are opening up for sportsmen and women to get out and enjoy.
Boy, you bet. Now, Peter, if they want more information about anything we've been talking about, how do they reach you?
517-373-0833, and I would love to hear from them.
All right, Peter. Hey, you have a great weekend. Good luck if you get out this weekend, and we'll check in with you again very soon.
Very good. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank
Bye.
You.